Log Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cost of personality. I know your anger, I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is good old B Train, live and living color. In front of Barclays Center, well, close to. But point is, last night, SummerSlam. Wow. I don't know whether to say 90% booking or 90% disappointment. Ladies and gentlemen, WWE Raw tonight, live from Barclays Center. I'm out in traffic, so yeah, I know my show has a lot of distractions on it right now. But we'll be joined shortly by Granny Holzer. Depending on where she's at. So, folks, I got to say, I got to go write down the card if I'm not mistaken. That's what I told you I was going to do. So, as Granny Holzer just messaged me, she's going to be on the line shortly, folks. I'm right in front of a busy-ass street called Atlantic Avenue. So, therefore, folks, I've got an hour to review everything and anything. Well, that was professional wrestling this week. So, therefore, I'm going to have me some fun. NXT TakeOver, folks, emanated from where else? Barclays Center. And I'm going to run down that list right quick. The very first match at TakeOver, Undisputed Era retained against Mustache Mountain. That's a back-and-forth match. There are some things, good things, bad things, involved in that match. Kyle O'Reilly kicked out of not one, not two, not three, but four finishes. And, like I said, they ended up retaining. The second match was Velveteen Dream versus EC3. Velveteen proved his worth and overcame EC3, which was pretty cool. Hit his finish. Match 3 was the North American Championship. Adam Cole versus Ricochet. I was surprised they let Ricochet go over. That was kind of a big surprise for me. Anyways, folks. As I was saying, about to be joined by Granny Holzer. I have a feeling I got to just switch screens here. But match 3, folks, before I let her on, yeah, Ricochet ended up getting the victory. I'm very surprised against Adam Cole of Undisputed Era. Why not? I mean, I'm in a busy street anyways, and I got to go eat my late lunch / dinner. Granny Holzer, welcome to the fray.
Well, hello. Hello, B-Train.
Yeah, I'm having the time of my life. I never get to travel some places when I'm on my way to work, so I made it a point, Granny, to go visit the Ghostbusters house today, which was a lot of fun, you know. They're very, you know, a lot of people stopped by that firehouse at off Canal Street, and I took pictures, friends of mine, and I did, so. Anyways, folks, back to the NXT card. Stay focused here. Ah, yes. Shayna Baszler versus the Mae Young Classic winner, Kairi Sane. Kairi Sane goes over Shayna Baszler, and it was kind of neat the way she beat her. Shayna was going for her submission move. Kairi then countered that and pinned her 1-2-3. And you have a new NXT Women's Championship. So a lot of titles changed hands on NXT. And, okay, so let's see. Oh, yes. The last man standing match between Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. Ciampa, Granny, is one of those bad guys that gets the very luckiest luck of the draw. And that is because, well, think of this, how this works, Granny. You knee somebody in the face and they still get up and somehow manage to beat you in the last tidbit seconds. I mean, I'd hate to lose a match like that, but it did happen, folks. Tommaso Ciampa did, in fact, win the last man standing match. And, Granny, I got to say, if I lost a match like that, I would kill myself, because that is the umpteenth time that Tommaso Ciampa has gotten by the chinny-chin-chin of his hair, of his beard. But Gargano, he had him handcuffed. This is the most embarrassing part, Granny. He had him handcuffed, and he still lost the match.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. If I lost a match like that, I could not live with myself. So, folks, if you didn't catch NXT TakeOver, you can do so by going to the WWE Network. It is your first month free. You can catch what you missed, the NXT TakeOver, and also moving on to SummerSlam's card. I mean, I have plenty of time, Granny. It's well before Monday Night Raw up here. It is just 2:21 p.m. here, 1:21 Granny's time. I had a lot of fun, you know, at SummerSlam. To say the least, Granny, we got our wish. Lesnar is
no longer champion.
You know, and
we
people.
Did.
It's funny, Granny. I've never heard such a crowd booing the ever living piss out of Lesnar and Reigns. I mean, usually it's the babyface and the heel. But I guess when you hear the words, "you both suck," I didn't care. I didn't care because I just wanted to see a new champion on Monday Night Raw.
From what I heard, it was a very exciting. It was a very decent SummerSlam, from what I've heard. So, unfortunately, Granny didn't get to see it. But you know, unfortunately, I didn't get to see it. But it was the women's weekend at the Moose Lodge, and my husband had to work the door for the dance, so we had to be out there. But my son kept me highlighted and reported all throughout the night, so I will go back and watch it. You know, even though I know pretty much who won what, you know, I'm still going to go back and watch it because it sounded like it was exciting. So I'm still going to go back and watch it, you know, so.
Even though I,
you know, I mean,
we did
the post show last night with Icon and Big Swing, you know, and I, you know, so they did a little hour and a half post thing show last night, you know.
Speaking of which, folks,
go ahead.
We're gonna have a post show of our own. It's called Fatal 4 this coming Wednesday, folks. If you haven't already joined in on the fun or the fray, Icon and Swing, Granny, and myself will be live. If you have any questions, call in the toll-free number at 213-943-3422. And you might get some prizes. I mean, I might start selling stuff on Wrestle Radio Network. For more information, contact me, PM me directly. I will be informing Granny of what prizes we will be giving away live on Wrestle Radio Networks. Okay? So, folks, if you haven't already noticed, man, I'm live in living color. You can hear the horns honking. You can hear it live. I seldom do that because this is SummerSlam, folks. This is the post-Monday Night Raw show, and the match, Granny, that really captured my attention throughout the entire night was Rollins versus Ziggler for the Intercontinental Championship. Folks, what a match.
Mm-hmm.
What a, you know, chaotic feel. I haven't felt, you know, a chaotic feel in a WWE match in quite some time, and I felt it was good. You know, the Daniel Bryan versus Miz match, Granny, that one was really good, too. It told a story. Even though Granny would not be jumping for joy, she knows the results, like she said. But, Granny, I got to... I'm sorry, but folks, when you play dirty to be somebody that's world renowned, world famous, like hi, how are you? Somebody just honked. If Granny, what was your initial reaction when you found out the Miz was victorious over Daniel Bryan?
It didn't surprise me none, because especially when I found out how he won, basically, you know. So it didn't surprise me. Of course, the funny thing was, Icon and Big Swing and I last night, we were talking, and Icon says, well, you know, wouldn't it be funny if they had a husband-wife versus husband-wife match? Because, you know, there's talk about the Bellas coming back, you know, so, face it, Maryse and the Miz faced against Nikki Bella and John Cena not too long ago. Okay, let him face against Bree and Daniel Bryan, you know, and see what happens. I think Bree could take out Maryse, you know.
Maryse does
have some
baby fat, no pun intended.
She's still got the baby fat there, folks. You know, she just had a baby not too long ago. So, yeah, you know, she have to whip her little body back into shape. But, you know, whatever. So,
I enjoyed that match, Granny, because it was so, like, the epitome of that match, the way it was set up, everything. Now, some people were impatient, and one fan in my row, I'm not going to focus on, but the words, this is boring. Gee, you know, it's been a long time since we've seen wrestling, has it not? I mean, actual wrestling that tells a story from beginning to, you know, end. Nowadays, you know, wrestling snap matches like NXT, Granny. Like, the feel of NXT, what really ticked me off about one match in particular, the tag team match between Undisputed and Mustache Mountain. Now, you kick out of one finish to Hulk up and, you know, do your own finish, that's great. But when you kick out of four finishes, I'm sorry, as a former worker myself, Kyle O'Reilly, these skills, I'm not taking anything away, but when you pick out of four finishes, I don't care. That's so disrespectful in a lot of ways. But, you know, where it was main, you had a lot of interference. You had McIntyre sticking his nose where it doesn't belong. Then you had you had Ambrose, you know, doing dirty deeds out on the padding, the floor padding, and it was great. So the distance, what am I saying? The distance between NXT and Maine, there's a load of difference, man. Those guys that are in NXT, they have all the talent in the world, and they need to quit kicking out of fucking finishes. But, you know, SummerSlam, like you said, Grant, was actually decent this year. Why? Because they did not keep the title on Brock Lesnar. The women's title match, Rousey, I knew this was coming, was going to obliterate Alexa Bliss. No questions asked. I mean, come on.
I told Big Swing last night, B-Train, I told Big Swing last night,
yes.
You know, when I said, yeah, Swing, I said, when I found out your girl lost, I knew you'd be absolutely heartbroken. And he says, oh, yes, Granny, I was. I was absolutely devastated because I think he loves Alexa Bliss just as much as he loves Edge. Just about, probably. maybe he loves Edge a little bit more because he talks about Edge a lot, but he talks about Alexa Bliss a lot. So I don't know. That's going to be a question that I'm going to have to ask him, you know, say, hey, Swing, I got a question for you. Who do you like more, Edge or Alexa Bliss, or is it about a tie? You know, cause, I mean,
you know,
he says, I was absolutely heartbroken, you know, so.
You should ask him when we have him on our show, you should say, which one are you going to buy drinks first?
Well, I kind of asked him last night, you know, say, well, you know, I'm working on trying to get Edge on our show. So if you were having to do double duty, you know, for like karaoke or the Yankees game or whatever, would you take time to actually, you know, take away from your job to talk to Edge? He says, oh, yeah, definitely. So, you know, I mean, does that tell you anything, fans? I mean, he's an Edge head. He loves Edge. I mean, this guy, I only know this guy through the podcast, but this guy absolutely, you talk about a mark for Edge. I mean, he's like, Edge is his man. I mean, he loves Edge. This guy is crazy. I mean, he's an Edge head. He loves Edge. I mean, you know, I have my favorite wrestlers, you know, and you know, yeah, I'd like to meet some of them someday, and maybe I will, and that's on Granny's bucket list. But this guy talks about Edge just, you know, a lot. But that's okay. Everybody has their own favorites, you know, so.
Granny says, we've spoken one briefly once upon a time on Off the Rails Uncensored. I had both Icon and Swing. I love those two. You know, speaking of which, I do want to touch base on the Kevin Owens, Braun Strowman match. I mean, there's some matches, Granny, that were lackluster. That one was one of them. I mean, Braun Strowman basically destroyed Kevin. Kevin tried to roll out of the ring and get a strategy going, but he never could get off and running. So what I saw personally was that Finn Balor, I was surprised, Granny, to see, oh, how do I put this? Demon King made an appearance both on Monday Night Raw, or not Monday Night Raw, SummerSlam. And from what I understand, it was a squash match between Baron Corbin and Finn Balor. Baron Corbin got his ass handed to him, which I was thanking the Lord, because you know, I normally don't sing praises, but I was saying hallelujah when I saw Demon King show up, because I haven't seen him in over a year. And
My phone rang last night when we were at the lodge, and my son Anthony, he's like, Mom, you're never going to believe what happened. I said, what? And he says, Demon King show. I was like, okay, yeah, I like that, you know. I mean, because I'm not a big Baron. I've never been a big Baron Corbin fan, but since he's become Constable Corbin, I think I hate the guy even more.
Well, Baron Corbin's a nice guy, folks. It's just, you know, Granny and I kind of, if we need to skip the Dramamine and take the Ambien pill that is Baron Corbin, I mean, we could watch practically everything. Not to say that he's a horrible worker. It's just, dear God, man, watching him is just painful as all hell. It's amazing how a tall guy, Granny, you see the reaction on his face when Demon King showed up.
I can almost imagine.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get regular Finn Balor in a leather jacket that's just going to play to the crowd. No, it was great. He came up from a toaster stage. There was fog around the entrance ray. The strangest match, Granny, to me was Shinsuke versus Jeff Hardy. It was funny, you know, it was gimmicky. But Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke Nakamura, folks, for the United States Championship. I can go backwards. The women's triple threat match, I was hoping that Carmella would not retain. And by the way, the rumors about Asuka leaving, always check your sources, folks. I always tell people, do not believe Dave Meltzer because he's full of shit. He really is. Anyways, so the triple threat match, Granny. Charlotte, Becky, and Carmella. I didn't care as long as Carmella did not retain that championship, even though I kind of do appreciate what Carmella did. But at the same token, she really doesn't have a place as a champion. She does not. Charlotte won, then afterwards, I guess Becky... You know, how frustrating this is, Granny, when your best friend wins twice and they do it in front of you?
Well, I think there's been talk about maybe possibly turning Becky Lynch heel, too. I mean, I don't, you know, that's just what I've been hearing, but I don't know, you know, I don't know about it, how true that is. But...
yeah, I've seen some of her heel work, Granny, outside of WWE. Shimmer being one of the places, Ring of Honor being another. So, folks, if you haven't already caught on to what's going on, there talks a lot about who's going to be involved at Evolution, and if Becky Lynch ends up going on a rampage, I cannot wait to see heel Becky, heel Asuka. This is going to be kind of a party that no one expects in WWE. Most of the time when we see turns, we don't see for very long. I think it had an adverse reaction when Bayley did it, you know, on Monday Night Raw to Sasha, because Sasha had been antagonizing Bayley, and Granny can agree she had been antagonizing Bayley and kept playing mind games with her, and then Bayley finally just snapped and said, enough, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. I loved it. Yeah, I love those two fighting each other. Then, for some unfortunate reason, Granny, they went back to being best friends. I'm not... I'm not sure why, but...
Well, you know, they were forced to take the anger management thing, you know, with the therapist, you know, kind of like the thing between Kane and Daniel Bryan a few years ago, you know, Team Hell No, you know, they had to do the anger management class, you know, with Dr. Shelby, and, you know, so they're kind of getting in the same routine, but, you know, hey, whatever. You know, they want to be friends, that's fine. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool when they finally, you know, got the opportunity to actually face each other, you know, in the ring, because they're both very talented in their own unique ways. I mean, you know, and I enjoy watching them both wrestle, you know, in the ring. And so we'll see where this takes us.
You know, folks, like Granny was saying, they're very, Sasha and Bayley are very, very talented people. And what she means by that is, look at Bayley. She's already, you know, Raw Women's Champion. Sasha's been multitudes of times. And, you know, I believe when friends fight, they need to get all that anger out, everything. I have a feeling, Granny, that they're going to become the tag team champions for Evolution's pay-per-view. And guess where it's going to be? Long Island. Son of a backside bitch. If I'm not mistaken, everything's in B-Train's backyard this year, including next year, which means they will be having folks. I don't know where they're going to have WrestleMania TakeOver. For some weird reason, someone said Toronto, which I don't know why they do that, because TakeOver, for the longest time, it will always be stuck in, and I mean stuck in Brooklyn, like it was in Los Angeles, but they didn't have an NXT TakeOver back then. But Granny, I got to say, the atmosphere for TakeOver was electric. There's even more attendance for, let's see here, SummerSlam. And SummerSlam had this wild, crazy atmosphere, as if, you know, you were at Yankee Stadium or at a, well, the Mets don't have an audience, so no shame there. So all I can tell you is, all I can, that's the truth. Granny knows that the Royals and Mets fans are pieces of trash. All they are is a bunch of bandwagoning fucks. That's all I'm going to tell you. Now, back on the subject at hand, B-Train's in a heel-like mood, folks. So we're going to
you are in a heel-like mood today, dear.
I'm glad I haven't seen the pieces of trash walk by with their Mets hats on. That's all I have to say. I have to deal with them. You know, they
I pity the poor souls as they do.
You know, I had to deal with them on the train on my way back home to King's Highway. And, they, you know, they were fun. We had fun, you know, with one another. And I said, you know, there's lots of factors in life. There's lots of... Can I move forward? And you can, I swear, Granny, I saw a fan that was wearing their 2015 World Series shirts, and I laughed, and I said, there's one fan, one set of fans that I hate more than Mets fans, and that's Royals fans. But I'm glad that they put you in a, you know, in a place, and it's called, you are not moving forward, just like poor Alexa Bliss. You know, she talks that, she talks a whole lot of trash, and I love Miss Bliss. I love Miss Bliss, but we must face it, fans. Ronda Rousey must be stopped. And Granny, this brings me to my next one. Could it be possible that Asuka was waiting in the wings to take advantage of a, well, not so worn out Ronda Rousey, because she wants to tease the fact that she too can also dish out a painful armbar? I'm wondering why I haven't seen Asuka on SmackDown Live, because she likes to play mind games, Granny. Asuka loves playing mind games.
She does. It's very possible.
She did a wonderful job.
Anything, you know, anything is possible. I mean, but I'll tell you,
What
it didn't really surprise me, but because we kind of touched on this last night, but the bit with Samoa Joe talking to AJ Styles' wife, you know, saying, I'm going to be your new daddy, you know, your kid's new daddy. And I mean, oh, hello. You know, I think if I'd been AJ's wife, I think I would have slapped the fire out of his mouth or slapped something out of his mouth, or I'd hit him. I would have hit him. I would have slapped him. You know, I mean, yeah, Samoa Joe's a big guy, and yeah, I probably would have got hurt. But, I mean, if I'd been AJ Styles' wife, I probably would have slapped him. Say, how dare you? How dare you talk to me?
Granny,
that way?
I was I was rolling. I was like, you know, it's been a long while since we've seen some kind of fire or fuel being added to any kind of fire, like pouring gasoline on the already lit fire. With AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, that's the one match with a neglected dimension. But before I do, I got to hit the advertisement. Folks, coming up very soon at Monster Factory is another super camp. It's the last super camp. How can you catch an opportunity to do so? Drive, ride a train, do whatever you have to do, because Jerry Briscoe, it will be there from WWE. Punishment Martinez from Ring of Honor and various other amounts of scouts will be at the world-famous Monster Factory. And by the way, Granny, NXT just signed one of the Monster Factory graduates, one of the first graduates of Danny's school, at Danny's school.
Really?
Rather. Matt Riddle was signed to NXT this past weekend, folks. So if you think there's one broski in WWE, you're wrong. Zack Ryder's not the only bro in WWE. Ride the wave, man. Matt Riddle, the MMA / I'm a fighter. He's really tall, Granny. He's 6'5". He laughed when I met him at Evolve in San Antonio. He said, put your phone away, bro. You know, as I was, you know, messaging Jake, the former host of the show, where was he? Because he tended to wander off mind, spirit, body, whatever. Anyway, so Matt is an extremely friendly guy. And that's funny, Granny. I also met Cassius Ohno at that Evolve show. Pretty nice dude. Anyways, Matt Riddle was signed. It's not impossible, folks, to go to Monster Factory, get noticed. It's not a guarantee that you will have a WWE tryout, but it's worth trying. Go to monsterfactory.org for more information. Eventbrite is where you get your tickets. Go to monsterfactory.org, folks, and also sign up for a lifetime membership. For more information, contact Danny Cage. The phone number is on the website, folks. Do not call him when he is asleep. Please do not. Call him when he is also not training. So that time could range anywhere from 9 p.m. or it could range from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern time, whatever time works best, or email at monsterfactorytv@gmail.com. Be sure to make your dreams and hopes come true of becoming a professional wrestler country. There are lots of other school folks besides the Monster Factory, but that is the school I love to advertise because it's that school, Granny, has taught me a lot about things. You know, if you're not comfortable, if you're not, you know, sure you want to be a wrestler, a manager, a referee, or if you do want to be those things, I assure you, folks, Monster Factory is the place to be. If you haven't already done so, folks, speaking of networks, go to Monster Factory Network. Subscribe. It is $7.99 plus a dollar draft fee, so it's $8.99 in total, $7.99 after that. Subscribe to the latest, what's going on with monsterfactory.org. Again, email any questions at monsterfactorytv@gmail.com. The Super Camp, folks, is September the 8th. It is an all-day seminar. It is 12 hours long. Absorb all the knowledge that you can. For the network folks, WWE Network, if you don't have one, bum one off of someone, but I suggest you don't do that. If you want to do the genuine thing, join the network. It is free for your first month. If you don't already have a WWE Network card, you can do so by going to your local Walmart, GameStop, Dollar General, Best Buy, 7-Eleven. It's $27.99 plus tax is $28. Whatever it is, the fee may be $29.97. That is what it is. $6.99 general shipping. $11.99 two-day shipping and $29.99 for next day shipping. If you don't want to do that shit, you can do a debit card / credit card with a valid email. And folks, it's only $9.99 subscription. Granny and I both have the network. It is worth your while. If you miss something, you can go back and watch it all over again and do the crazy shit of criticizing it on a podcast. All right, folks, if you want your child's wish to come true, here's three organizations that I suggest going through. Go to WSC, Wrestling for a Cause. For more information, message Granny Holzer. You can message her personal name, Lori Burtz. For more information, there's a Wrestling for a Cause coming up in September, September 15th. Ladies and gents, I suggest you go. It's amazing. It's really good wrestling. auctions off, you know, some of Granny's cooking, like the cookies and the cupcakes or whatever she makes. It's pretty badass.
And fans can also be trained. They can also find, if they want to check out Wrestling for a Cause more, they can go to their Facebook page at Wrestling for a Cause, WFCCharity.com. I believe is their, you know, they can pull it up through that way as well. But if they go to Facebook, they can just type in Wrestling for a Cause, like their page, and they can see what events are coming up. I mean, a lot of big shows coming up. We've got the 7-year anniversary show coming up in October already.
That's awesome. Yeah, folks, for those of you also wanting to join, you know, in on some charity work, and don't just join in because it makes you look good on Facebook or Instagram. That's not right. What I was going to say is go to makeawish.com, type in the name of celebrities such as John Cena, Randy Orton, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, various other names, not just WWE superstars, folks. Get on that train today of making your child's wish come true because you don't know how long you have with them. Also, go to, if you want to kick cancer square in the ass, go to Susan G. Komen, findthecure.com, fight the good fight against cancer, and kick some ass. I hear a lot of fucking honking, folks. It's not that I can help it, folks. I just wanted to be at the atmosphere before Monday Night Raw. Kids are in school on all the boroughs, of course, because it's a fucking Monday. But you know what, folks? Also, you know, kick cancer square in the ass, and one of the reasons why I heavily promote this is that a few of my loved ones, a few of Granny's loved ones, a few of her friends that she knows, friends that I know, have suffered through cancer or passed away from it. So do your part in doing the walk, marathon, shaving your head, doing whatever it is to support your loved one while they go through chemo, because you never know, they could end up loving a wrestling show like Wrestling for a Cause, which is really badass. Even though the reception is really terrible in Claremore, make your donations, you know, silent donation. You don't have to be reassured that you're a good person, you know. Just have fun, kick cancer square in the ass, and let the child enjoy. Not just child, but adult, whomever. Kick cancer square in the ass today, folks, by going to cureforconner.com, Susan G. Komen, Make a Wish, and also Wrestling for a Cause, WFC. All right, folks, that wraps up the advertisement. Granny, I believe we do have another show. I was going to say call in, but then I hope it's not the fucker who called in and called me a commie, because if so, I'm going to light his ass. Oh, good, he hung up. It was. That was funny, Granny. I saw someone waiting on the line, and I guess it was the same piece of crap that called into my show and said, I'm nothing but a commie, because I called the UFC, too. He literally waited on the line, Granny, for like 5-10 seconds, and then hung up when I said, I hope it's not that piece of crap that called me a commie. Oh, my God. Oh, goodness, folks. We're live in living color in the heart of Brooklyn at Atlantic, or on Atlantic Avenue. I'm doing my show. You know, there's not very many podcasters that will do an outside show because they can't deal with distractions. I luckily have a headset on, and I luckily am about to go to Buffalo Wild Wings and, you know, grub on some nice boneless wings. Now, Granny, we're going to do a tidbit, you know, where we dig into the mind of B-Train and get inside my head, folks, if you dare, because I got a lot on my mind, folks. So, off the rails, uncensored, Monday edition. Dig it.
The cost of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams.
All right, folks. Here's the deal. Here's the skinny. I went to both TakeOver and SummerSlam, and I'm going to Monday Night Raw, and I will be going to SmackDown Live. Let me inform you upon something, folks. It is with a heavy heart. No, not really. I enjoyed this year, Granny, compared to last year. Last year's was kind of a clusterfuck of a show. This year, way better. You know, some people may disagree with me and say, oh, I didn't like Rousey winning the championship. Well, folks, what was the point of having her built then, you know, to have her lose again? It would have been funny, but, you know, plans may have changed. I'm not sure. I'm not a booker. I'm not a promoter. But, Granny, I can for the first time honestly say what a, well, NXT never disappoints. It never really has. But at SummerSlam, wow, I'm pleasantly surprised, Granny. I really am.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time. I mean, sound like it was awesome.
I mean, the atmosphere, of course, you know, Granny's heard me say this a million times. A New York crowd knows exactly what they want and how they're going to get it. And if they get what they want, they'll vocalize it, you know, during the show. And it was great. You know, there were chants left and right about, you know, the Samoa Joe, AJ Styles match. So I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun.
B-Train, Granny has never been on the East Coast. I mean, I've been in several states, you know, throughout the United States. I've never been to New York. I wonder what New York City would think of Granny Hulkster.
Oh, no, we would love you. We would love you because imagine, Granny, if you got, like, a front row seat and I could just see you, you know, going bonkers, you know, when the Miz comes and he's, you know, he's beating up on a dude or something and you're standing there and he says something. I can only imagine how many 4th of July fireworks would go off.
I would love that, you know, because I have a very good friend, you know, that lives in Oklahoma that loves to go to WWE, and he's like 15 years old, I believe he is, and he's like a junior in high school this year, and he's autistic, but he loves his wrestling. I mean, and, you know, he pays to go to the VIP thing. You know, he got to meet Braun Strowman. He got to meet Sasha Banks. You know, he got to meet Matt Hardy. He got a selfie with Finn Balor and Seth Rollins, you know, Matt Hardy, you know. Of course, I've met Matt Hardy, you know, and everything. But I'd like to,
Granny,
Granny would love to meet Seth Rollins.
They had free signatures, Granny, this year. Big E was actually handing out small pancakes. It was hilarious because I purposely put my hand like I was trying to search for the pancakes, and he, you know, Big E is such a character, and I had so much fun. Like, I went to MCU Park, which is not too far from me, Granny. I went to, it's next, right next door to Coney Island's minor league baseball stadium, minor league. It's called the Cyclones, and, you know, it was a lot of fun because he was, during an interview, he had a celebration of a new toy line that he opened with his toy, and basically, Piggy's not shy, you know, to interact with the fans, and it was great because we, you know, this guy yells out, he goes, it's a celebration of a miniature version of you, it's a mini you, and he goes, it's a smaller me, yes, you're right, it is a smaller me, and it was great, you know, he came by, and they put on the New Day music, and he came by with a tray of pancakes, and I'm like, no syrup, I don't care, I'm hungry. And like I said, I know, was it Icon or Swing that has an affinity for Kevin Owens?
Oh, it's Icon. He despises Kevin Owens.
Well, you know what, I took a picture with him, so I got to give him, you know, he's probably happier as a clam, you know, on a seafood table. That Kevin Owens did not defeat Braun Strowman. Because who knows?
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Braun might wait till WrestleMania 34, or not 34, 35. He might wait till Mania 35 for his opportunity to cash in, folks. But like I said, I had me a blast because I got out more. I went to places. Yeah, I passed these places by, folks. Everyone thinks, oh, you live in New York, you can go to the Statue of Liberty at will. That's not necessarily true. Canal Street, like I said to Granny earlier in the show, I went to Ghostbusters Firehouse Station, but they filmed the existential shots from. And let me tell you, it was cool to actually finally go there. I've been wanting to go since the latest release of their film came out. to Ghostbusters it is, and I'm going to go to a bagel shop called Bagels R Us. It's in Staten Island, which I know a lot of you are messaging me right now. Say hi to Carmella. Can you tell her she's my wife? Granny, I swear. Our fans are the biggest dorks. Our fans are the biggest dorks ever, I swear. I'm not going to say hello to Carmella because I know she's going to be here in Brooklyn. Folks, they're here. They're here. I'm pretty sure that they're relaxing and just unwinding because SummerSlam was a huge, and I mean huge deal. It's just as big, folks, as WrestleMania. When they were here for Mania, Granny, the only thing we ever did, my friend and I, we got to go to MSG for Hall of Fame. And I passed, you know, my friend. They're like, oh, you have time off, you know, from work. So what are you going to do? And I said, I'm probably going to go to Raw or SmackDown Live. And it's going to be off the chain, you know, a lot of fun, you know, no problems, just no drama. There was no drama except for, you know, I find it hilarious that certain people will walk on a busy street, I'm not surprised, in Times Square, while a taxi is barreling at them. And the logical thing that comes out of this lady's mouth was she was just being safe. So a vehicle running you over is being safe. Congratulations. Her friend did get barreled over. Just so, you know, kid that she did get a little. That's the only injury, folks, I saw when I was in Times Square. If you're just curious how it is to walk in the city, all I can say is please keep your head up and pay the fuck attention. Because if you don't, then I just think your pigeon food is all I'm going to tell you. Like I said, I'm in kind of a heel-like mood tonight simply because I can sense there's going to be a shift in the women's division. It's either going to happen on SmackDown Live or Monday Night Raw. And Granny, I have the strangest sensation that Asuka's here tonight.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me one bit that she was. I'm looking
because
forward to seeing
her. Yeah, Rousey and her.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens tonight on Monday Night Raw. So,
I'm especially going to wonder, you know, since, you know, The Miz is back on SmackDown Live full time, you know, everyone knew it was coming because Daniel Bryan had been cleared to wrestle, and it was a hell of a match. I mean, when you go back and watch it, Granny, you're going to say, even though I didn't appreciate the outcome, I, you know, pretty much the way those two told an epic story like that, you know,
well,
that was one of the matches.
And I,
yeah.
And I love the fact that the B team was basically on Daniel Bryan's side. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, dude. Those two crack me up. You know, it's going to take fans a minute to get used to Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel, but Granny's right. It was hilarious to see them, you know, side with Daniel Bryan in the sense of, you know, The Miz just used those two as henchmen. You know, when he was with them, basically the gimmick was Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel were nothing more than baubles in his so-called metaphorical crown. I firmly
and then
believe,
when he and
Granny,
then when
I,
he got mad at him and he kind of threw him away like yesterday's garbage. Well, you know, and now look at, you know, they're the tag team champions. You know, hello. I mean, and I'm sure Miz wasn't too happy about that either. But you know,
he was trying to take credit last night during in the backstage area. He was trying to take credit, Granny, for the B team's success, and he goes, oh, so I see you're back here following in my footsteps, blah, 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 because you were the tag team champion. For starters, I just saw a Rusev Day shirt walk by. I'm very surprised that Aiden English was nowhere to be found, Granny, during the kickoff match. Although, I gotta say, you know what, it doesn't surprise me. When you're on a kickoff match for your very first time for WWE SmackDown Live, I think it was a decent match. Lana surprised me again, Granny. She keeps surprising me, I swear. Some people go, oh, she's horrible. She shouldn't work. Well, there's a difference between saying shit and actually doing it. She's actually living it. You aren't. I've had a fan say, well, Lana sucks. I go, well, that's your opinion. You know, we're all entitled to our opinion. You know, I mean, Granny, there's so much Rusev Day chants, the outside, for, Rusev and Lana. It was great. I absolutely loved it. Like I said, it was a much more positive atmosphere this year, Granny. I mean, last year was so – we were, as a Brooklyn crowd, we were malcontent with Lesnar retaining. We were like, okay, well, this is retarded. Or actually, it was Reigns. I think we were all upset, but now it's funny. He wins the championship. He doesn't get the reaction that, you know, I guess the promoters and bookers were wanting. Yeah, yeah, honk, honk. I'm out, folks, live at Atlantic Avenue on 4th Avenue to be back next to a vitamin shop where you can hear a bunch of honks. And this is New York, folks. Welcome to the city. Well, not quite. Manhattan's on the other side. All I'd have to do is take a Q or a B. But the point is, folks, Granny, the atmosphere was a lot more positive and a lot more, okay, this was better. It wasn't great, but it was better.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time. I'm glad you had lots of fun, and it's just going to be exciting to see what takes place Monday Night Raw tonight, SmackDown tomorrow night. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what takes place in the next couple of days with all the changes with everything that happened, you know, so.
This is what Granny and I live for, folks, is because usually the Monday Night Raws after SummerSlam and SmackDown Live, whenever you see what unfolds in front of you, you're going to scream bloody murder, or you're going to scream, holy shit, I didn't see that coming. Like I said, I'm going to touch on this as nicely as I can, Granny. If you take a look at Asuka's Instagram photo, there's a picture of her sitting in a chair by herself with graffiti all over the place. And she's saying, miss me? And I haven't seen this side of Asuka since Japan. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me inform you upon one thing. Asuka does not take mercy upon anybody, neither does Ronda Rousey. I cannot wait for those two to face off with one another, because if they shit all over Asuka again with Ronda, like I said, I just don't want to be negative today. So I'm just going to say that leave that up to the booking team or creative and what their decisions are, because they are the ones that make the show. We are not the fans. We partially are. And by the way, Granny, I'm going to stress this on the next show. We do not pay their salaries. We pay some of it, but we do not pay their salaries, because WWE is a publicly traded company in which there's over 830 employees for their company, and that includes the ones in Ohio, Connecticut, Texas, and California. So for those of you saying that shit, please stop. Granny, like I said, I'm seeing some negative on my Instagram. That's usually the other way around. Usually I'm the negative one. But, you know, I just got to say, I got a smile on my face. This is the first time, folks, I've done the all-around. I will be going to SmackDown Live tomorrow as well. It's in the same seat, in the nosebleed. But you know what, folks? It feels good to get back on track.
Yes, it was. Yes, it does, for sure. It's always good when
Granny,
you can
I'm
be
excited.
On track, whatever you're dealing with, you know, so.
I'm super excited, Granny, because of the fact that, yeah, it looks all Godzilla, like, you know, King Kong's going to pop out of the area soon with all this grayness in Brooklyn. But I got to say, I'm so happy, you know, like, I know I haven't mentioned, well, yes, I have. I mentioned to Granny and a few of my close friends that I've had closure from the professional wrestling business, and this is not about Raw, this is not about SmackDown Live. I'm stepping away from managing folks because it's a lot of stress. People don't get it. You know, it's fun your first few years that you start out, but, you know, it took a conversation with my friend Kurt Gannon to put my mind in a right place and to appreciate wrestling a lot more. And yes, I could have gone with him to Monster Factory this camp, but Kurt needs this opportunity more than me. And sometimes, folks, you just gotta take a step back and reflect upon, just like when Granny has her issues with herself, you know, She scared the ever-living daylights out of me. I thought I could see white on my brown body. Don't ever do that again, Granny.
I won't. I promise I won't. I didn't mean to scare anybody. I didn't mean to, show terrify anybody that, Granny was, falling off the face of the earth. That wasn't going to happen. But because I know deep down inside that I'm always going to be Granny no matter what. I mean, even now, even for the rest of my life, I mean, even if I went back to being Lori Burt wrestling fan, which I've been Lori Burt wrestling fan a lot longer than I've been Granny wrestling fan. But that being said, worst case scenario, if I had to slow down and give up what I do, a lot, I know that deep down inside, I'll always be Granny to everybody in my wrestling family in the wrestling world that knows me like they do. So
it's just the one thing that made the most is that Granny and I have had success in different wavelengths of moving forward in our lives. Sometimes you hit a snag, and that snag could range anywhere from you're burned out. In my case, I'm not burned out, but it's like, Granny, I went, not the extra mile, but I went and apologized today because here's the thing. Sometimes you say shit you don't really think before you say it, and it was good. The apology went over well. So, and not just an apology. It was just like, man, I really need to take a step back from wrestling and just concentrate on what I'm good at. And yes, I know Granny and others can agree that's running my mouth about what I feel is, going on in the wrestling world and telling it how I know how to tell it without stepping on toes, without saying or calling people out for what they don't do right. You know, you can point fingers all you want, folks, but in the world of wrestling, it's a two-way street, or sometimes it's a three-way street. You can look at it from the business perspective, or you can look at it from, this is just a side hobby. It's not a hobby. It's not a hobby for Granny or me by any fucking means, man. Wrestling as a fan is fun. Wrestling as a worker is even more fun. Do you know why? It's because you get to go from city to city. You get to see places, and you take a step back from what you're doing. And I, with Curtis, like I said, Granny, the conversation, I'm not going to go to the fullest extent that we had, as I hear the horns ruining my fucking point, you assholes. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is, Granny, that conversation that Kurt and I had, it mentioned, in a post on Facebook, you cannot constantly point the finger and expect to move forward in your life. And I'm at that point, Granny, where I'm happy, just doing a podcast. And, I don't have to look for bookings every weekend, message promoters, hey, do you need me to help set up your ring or tear down your ring? It's a matter of how many times can I be of service to someone like Granny or Scott or, Icon or Swing. It's because your people around you notice your change or your atmospheric change, whether you're podcasting or helping set up a ring, and if you're not a worker anymore, it still means a great deal, because a lot of people who don't never join professional wrestling as a fan, you won't understand what I'm talking about, but you will understand that moving forward in your life can be a life cultural changing experience. That's what I'm trying to get across today, folks, is sometimes you got to be the bigger person. Sometimes that you're not the bigger person, but you're apologizing because you were the asshole, and I was. So, like I said, sometimes you got to cover your tracks, Granny. And
I got such an overwhelming response, basically, at the last WFC show from so many people that had seen my comment, that even had commented on my comment, and gave me the encouragement words that I guess I just needed to hear for whatever reason, And they're like, you have to think of you, you have, and if you don't think of yourself, you're not going to be good to anybody else. And that hits harder at home with me than more than probably anybody could ever imagine. I mean, it's just the way it is. And I've always put others first before myself, you know, just because I care about people, which you know that. I mean, I care about people. I care about my friends. I care about my family. I care about, you know, my kids, my pets, whatever, you know. I mean, I care about people, and I'm a people person, and I love people, and I would bend over backwards to help anybody, you know, and sometimes it's bit me in the butt, you know, but I mean, and I've had to learn a lot of hard lessons because of that, but the case being is, you know, I was so, I mean, I actually went and talked to the people. They're like first responder type people, you know, and I actually told them what happened the last show. I said, the reason why I didn't have anybody come get you, because I didn't want to disrupt the show. I didn't want to, you know, scare anybody. I didn't want anybody calling the ambulance for me, you know. So, but I said, if I get feeling that way today, I promise I will have somebody come and get you, you know, discreetly, so we won't interrupt the show, you know. And luckily that I didn't have to do that, thank goodness. But, you know, and I know that at some point in time, one day, I'm going to have to back off doing what I do. And that breaks my heart, because I'm not even trying to think about that day coming. But, you know, I know in the back of my mind, eventually that's going to happen. But I'm not thinking that way right now, fans. I'm not, you know, I'm here helping with the podcast. I'm still going to shows. I'm doing what Granny loves to do and what Granny does best, you know. And for however how long I can keep going, I'm going to keep going, you know. But sometimes I have to stop and do a reality check, whatever you want to call it. Say, okay, I need to sit down and weigh out all the pros and cons here. You know, what's going to happen if I do this? Or what's going to happen if I don't do this? You know, or, you know, what could happen if I don't take care of myself? Okay, I'm just using that as an example. And, you know, I've had a lot of people help me out over the years, you know, with certain things, you know, because of my health, and I'm very grateful to those people. I'm very grateful and very humbled to those people that are, not only do I consider very good friends, but that I consider family. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, you know, but one of these days, you know, I don't know when that day is going to come, but as long as I can walk, talk, breathe, you know, keep enjoying shows like I do, I'm going to keep supporting wrestling any way I can, no matter what.
So from that thing, like, what she's saying is, what I'm saying to you guys is, you know, different stories, you know, we've come a long way, because you know, she's just a fan. No, she's not just a fan to me. She's a friend, and I barely know her. And for me to call anybody friend in this business, that's few far and in between, because in the wrestling business, you hear a lot of horror stories about backstabbing and this, that, the other. I'm done doing that shit. I'm done doing drama with the group that fired me through Facebook Messenger. I'm done, you know, talking about, well, sometimes it's fun to bring him up in a platonic kind of way, because if it weren't for him, probably would have never started owning the show for 2 years. But the thing is, folks, when you step away from pro wrestling, a lot of people, like I said, will not get it because of a bunch of ass munches that think, oh, wrestling, that fake shit. Well, let me explain something to you. What is, you know, well, let me relay this tidbit of information to you that you're probably well aware of. What are your movies? What are your ballets? What are your Broadway plays? They're fake, right? So what difference does it make if, you know, somebody watches pro wrestling, or somebody steps away from it, you know, just to sit back and be like, man, this is kind of weird. You know, Granny, it is kind of, it does kind of feel weird to step away from it entirely and not manage someone. I mean, if I get asked to, great. But, you know, managers is kind of a dying breed. It's like JT Davidson said once on my show. It's like the guy that goes along with the wrestler that basically at this point in juncture, folks, I'm going to say this nicely. The only representation of a manager are former wrestlers like Zelina Vega, Lana, you know, wrestlers are becoming what we used to be. And I'm not ashamed to say this. You know, the independent Ring of Honor is what I'll shoot for if I want to come back. But for now, I just want to take a breather because wrestling's a lot of work. People don't get this, man. Podcasting's also a lot of work, too. Things like, oh, you just got to set
yes,
up play music, and then you just go. You take a home. It's a lot of work, folks, because you got a soundboard you got to work with. You have guests that you have to maneuver. And then, you know, there's a lot of things that you got to work through distraction-wise. Whether, you know, you're going through your personal problems at home or you're, you know, you're needing of reassurance from your peers. You know, a lot of people say, oh, the struggle is real. I hate that saying, Granny, because we all have the choice to struggle. We all have that choice. And it's not our fault whatever predicament we end up in. But what I'm getting at, folks, is what I wanted to stress today is I had a great time, and it took a lot of, you know, time for me to feel positive about pro wrestling because I went through a lot of heartache back from 2008 being told I was too small, that I couldn't make it. And, you know, the one inspiration that caught my eye, I would watch, you know, back before they had the network, I would watch Shawn Michaels, The Boyhood Dream. And for a small guy to make it in a big man's world in pro wrestling, it's not uncommon anymore because you got the cruiserweights now and you've got a whole slew of opportunities in professional wrestling. You don't have to be 6'5", 6'6", anymore. You don't have to be the height of Donovan Dijak or, you know, whatever. But, Granny, let me tell you something. It's whenever you get through those tragedies is what makes you stronger. It's what makes you happier. It's what makes us more positive. Because Granny probably went through a whole bunch, you know, not severe depression, but she kind of went through a lot of questioning. You know, am I going to be Granny Hulkster anymore, or am I going to be a Lori Burt wrestling fan? Probably plagued on her mind, folks. I don't speak for her. And, I'm, you know, if you wanted more information, you can talk to her about it. But I'm going to wrap things up here in a bit and go to Buffalo Wild Wings here in a minute, Granny. But, you know, it felt good. Like I said, it felt great to go a little in-depth on Monday. It was kind of distorted. My discussion playing field did not have a lot of wiggling room on it. But it felt better, you know, like I said, to just start doing whatever I had to do to make things right with myself and the wrestling business. Because I know I've made a lot of enemies. You know, when I walk in a room, I used to think, Granny, that I was the best thing that happened on God's green earth. And then at Monster Factory, that got rudely I got a rude awakening saying, hey, man, you cannot belittle people during promos. You got to build people up. You know, work at it. Get better at it. Learn. And I love that place. I love Monster Factory. But, you know, I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I wish I could actually attend there and get better at the things I didn't learn in 2008. But Granny, once you had your reaffirmation about who you were, didn't you feel a little sense of relief, like a sigh of relief?
Well, I did. It felt like a big weight had been taken off my shoulders, you know, because, like I said, and I've said this before, a lot of people, they love what I do. You know, the fans, the wrestlers, you know. But I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I am nobody special. I am just me. You know, everybody puts Granny on this high pedestal like she's the greatest person in the world. Well, that's their opinion. But that being said, I am very humbled by the fact that people care about me so much the way that they do. But I am, like I said, I'm nobody special. I'm just me.
And, you know, folks, it's the same thing. I have an ego. Yeah, I talk a lot of heel shit. But here's the thing. we're not, you know, Granny helped me a lot because, like, I was running on fumes, and I say this again, when I started formulating ideas, drawing new logos, it was awesome because Granny is partially to be responsible for that because by yourself, it's very hard to run a show. You can only talk about something for so long and then run into that metaphorical brick wall. So in wrestling, if you just keep doing the same shit, that's fine if you're a wrestler and your name is John Cena or Roman Reigns, you have a contract. Granny or not, Granny and I, and I know some of you have asked this question before, we're not contracted through WWE. This is something that we just do for shits and giggles. No, it's a passion of ours to discuss what we liked, what we didn't like, who we liked, you know, and having Icon and Swing from Attitude Era's podcast is going to help us a shit ton. We're doing a pay-per-view review, folks, on the 22nd of August. So, folks, if you like to hear four personalities at once, I suggest you buckle up your respective seatbelt and join in on the madness. That's it for me today, folks. That's it for Granny. If you didn't like what we just told you, or I just told you, I got three choice words for you in B-Train fashion. I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, and if you didn't like what Granny had to say, then you can shove it up your, you know what, and what you going to do when Granny hulks or runs wild and crazy all over you. Dig it.
You're welcome. Have a great day, everyone.
All right, folks, that'll do it for Wrestle Radio Monday. I'm going to enjoy myself eating some boneless wings. All right, folks? Dig the madness.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of something personality, the cult of personality.